3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLC East Helena. Ron Sanchez taking over from Tim Tate on this gray and wet Friday afternoon. Ending the month where we started, gray and wet. But everything's green, so let's be happy about that. Before we launch in, we need to thank our general underwriters, including OnSite Energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at OnSiteEnergyInc.com. By phone, 406-551-6135. Gravel Bar and Grill, an oasis in downtown Ennis, serving classic Montana pub food, cold beer, and tasty cocktails year-round. Live music often. Families always welcome. Phone 682-5553 or online at gravelbarmt.com. And Grand Targhee Resort, bringing you the Grand Targhee Bluegrass Festival August 10th through 12th in the heart of the Tetons. This year's lineup includes Green Sky Bluegrass, the infamous String Dusters, Marty Stewart, and many more. Information online at GrandTargheeResort.com. Okay. A quick look at the weather. Today, mostly thunderstorms, stray thunderstorms and cooler. They're calling for a high of 61. It's 57 right now. Not too, too cold. And just sprinkling when I drove up. Tonight, a brief shower or two early. Low 44 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool with a high of 68 and a low of 50 overnight Saturday night. Not too bad. We'll take it, huh? Could be worse. Lots of worse things that are possible in this time of year. And we're not scorching like some places in the country are already. So we got weather out of the way. Oh, yes. Then I need to tell you, Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky in Southwest Montana news and with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Lucy Isabel performs at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. It's open mic night with Bozeman Poetry Collective at the Country Bookshelf. Mike Beck plays at the Baxter. Tom Kerwin is at Norris Hot Springs. It's jazz night at Red Tractor Pizza. The Wench plays at the Sack in Three Forks, and the Dark Side Walking Tour takes off at the Western Cafe. In Livingston, Cabaret is at the Shane LaLanne. True West is the play at the Blue Slipper Theater. Galen Goodwill plays at Uncorked. Midnight Bloom is at the Murray. Russ Chapman is at Follow Your Nose Barbecue in Immigrant. And the Rocky Mountain Pearls perform at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, the Queen City Swing Band plays at the Eagles. The 13th annual Blast from the Past car show is at the Broadwater Fairgrounds. And there's a retrospective of John Noni's watercolors at the Myrna Loy. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, with all that out of the way, not too bad. 3.5 minutes it takes me to get started. Now I just have to figure out which button to push because that's how it all works.
Travel it twice. on, now listen. Come tomorrow, maybe I'm older than today.
with The Who there, Stranded on Rock. This is KGLT, digging through some old favorites, starting off with Pete Townsend, demo version of Relay, pretty obscure early 70s single that barely leaked out in America. And I was looking for a compilation I have that on called Sometimes a Great Notion, and I could not find it in my collection. I have no idea where it went to. Misfiled, I'm sure. So I pulled it off the Lifehouse Demos album, and that worked for me. Rod Stewart from his debut album, when he's still playing with Jeff Beck. A really rocking album, too. A lot different than what you probably know Rod Stewart for. Covering the Stones with Ron Wood on lead bass there. Mickey Waller playing the fancy drums, too. That's a good version. I always like that one. It works for me. Jeff Beck himself was Rod Stewart from Truth, Jeff Beck's stunning 1968 debut album. Nobody was ready for that unless you'd seen him live, and that would only have been in England. He put out Ohio Silver Lining and a single called Tally Man that might have squeaked out in America. Pretty poppy things. And then he showed up with that album that was a game changer. I saw him in the summer of 68 when he first played in San Francisco. He wasn't even the headliner. Moby Grape was, and Jeff Beck got the only real encore I've ever seen at a rock and roll show, where they literally had taken the gear down and set up Moby Grape, and the audience wouldn't let go. So Bill Graham came out, took a look around, and told the roadies to move that stuff off the stage. It's Jeff Beck again. And that was exciting. The real thing. And finishing up with The Who there from Quadrophenia, the big instrumental, the rock. It's 3:23. That's about where I want to be today. Let's see. There's always something that I have to tell you now these days. We've got a pretty full schedule, which is a good sign. This is 3 o'clock. Hours underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College and 11th, and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options every day for 25 years. Online at dailycoffeebar.com. And what's going on here? Usually around this time, I tell you Nate Howe's going to be on Sunday night. I guess he's retiring. He may be on this week, but that's about the end of his stint at KGLT. We send him off. No gold watch. Sorry, haven't been around long enough, Nate, but we'll get you something you need. And we'll miss it. I think Coulter's going to, or DJ X. What does he call himself? Broadcaster X? We'll give away the secret. He'll be taking over that slot and moving out from the Friday mornings. Usually you hear Broadcaster X right before in the morning on these Fridays. But I think Jim Keogh is going to take over it now. And there's rumors that Tess Mocha will be picking up the other half of it. We don't know, but if I mention it on the radio, maybe she'll be forced into doing it. But anyway, changes at KGLT, that happens. Life goes on. People have to do different things. Fair enough.
On Tuesday, July 24th, the Bozeman Film Society presents The Rider at the Ellen Theater. A riding accident takes a young cowboy out of rodeo competition and sends him on a search for a new purpose in life. Based on the true story of Brady Jandreau, who also stars in the film. Tickets are available at theellentheater.com by calling 585-5885 or at the box office. The Rider, 7:30 p.m., Tuesday, July 24th, at the Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman.
Keep em flickering.
Okay, I think I can continue. Just picking stuff out. I got up early today and started digging through the collection and pulled out some things I hadn't played before or for a while, and I have some new things. I went on a shopping excursion. I've actually, it's been a good period for a record, crate digging, as they call it. I was down in Denver a month or so ago and did well, and then I got out to the antique mall and found a few things, and then I went to Billings. I had to go to Billings for some other business and took the chance to cruise around And, you know, Randall, who does the Sunday show, he's always out there. So they know him really well there. So I know I've missed a lot of good things, but I think we have slightly different tastes. So that works out okay for me, too. And I made the rounds. There's at least three good record stops in Billings now. One's highly overpriced, though the things I bought were priced fairly. And a couple other spots. Early November's moved again. They're in the old Hanson's guitar shop space, and it's nice and big and clean, and knowledgeable staff, nice clean records at a good price. I loaded up a whole bunch I'll be bringing to the record fair, and we're talking about that, another KGLT record fair, maybe right after school starts. We shall see. At least that's what I've been lobbying for, and should be fun, and it'll be a little bit different format than the last couple, if I get my way. It's hard to say.
So warm, her chin. his fears asleep, and so is endless deep, and so the waves are crashing in sand, and so
thank you. good night.
That's Frank Zappa from Chicago, 1978. Yes. Must be with the big band. I think I saw him around then. And he had three keyboard players. And Adrian Blue on guitar. When I saw him, is he on this one? No. So this is probably a little afterwards. The show I saw is loud. This is really nice. Apparently it's one of the best from the era. Thanks to my good friend down in Australia, Sebastian Gerber, for passing this on to me. He does a great show there at a station called 3MDR in Melbourne, in the suburbs of Melbourne. And if you turned it on, except for the accent, you would think you were listening to KGLT. It's a very similar sort of station. Good to know that there's some continuity around the world. And they listen down there. We have some listeners in Australia. And thank them all. That was a good one. We heard some other old favorites. Cream from the Wheels of Fire. Jack Bruce doing Passing the Time. With a nice crunchy guitar part there from Eric. Jack Bruce himself from his debut album, To Isengard. And that features John Heisman on drums. A really fantastic drummer who worked with Jack Bruce off and on. And had his own band. Worked with Graham Bond and stuff. And he just passed away just a couple weeks ago. And it's a sad day. I met him a couple times. I saw him play once, a very interesting show in San Jose many, many years ago. And I met up with him again in London. He's a totally friendly guy, really, really interesting and charming. And I met a couple of other guys from his band, Coliseum, including the very famous Dick Hextall Smith, whose roots go back to... He was a seasoned veteran when young Mick Jagger first started appearing on stage. So that's a connection to those guys. Really nice to hear that. And we heard the Neutrons from Swansea or Port Talbot, South Wales, from their debut album. We heard Mermaid and Chips, and that there's a continuity, at least between those three songs. Lyrics are all written by the same guy, Pete Brown. Right? And then Frank Zappa, you must say, well, how does he fit in? And Jack Bruce actually played on a Frank Zappa record. So there you go. It all ties together. And I think they're all dead now, too, aren't they? Yeah. Phil Ryan, Will. Jack Bruce, Frank Zappa, John Heisman, Felix Pappalardi was even on there. All gone. Making me feel old. Just a quick stop here. Coming up on 4 o'clock, okay, so I'm pretty safe. Let me do something really brief and I'm legal.
The Montana Raptor Center's 30th anniversary Foodies for Feathers celebration is Saturday, August 18th. From 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the Rocky Creek Farm in Bozeman. All proceeds of the farm-to-table dinner and silent auction go to supporting the Raptor Center. There's more information at montanaraptor.org.
Yes, that sounds good. Food, anytime there's food involved, I'm good with that. Just gotta invite me, I'll be there.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what good?
these times.
No, you're just going to get me. No, I can't get the Angels. That's Beatles from Let It Be, a little snippet. Dig It. I just need you to fill a little tiny bit of time. That last set. And sometimes those people dismiss those fragments as jokes, but I find them really interesting in the continuity of that album. That's just me. Though, honestly, I can't watch that movie, that Let It Be movie. It's just too upsetting. And they haven't put it out. They never reissued it on Blu-ray or anything yet. So I've avoided it. But it's just sad to see him not being happy. Especially after I went to a Beatles movie marathon and saw the other three, but I couldn't stay for one more. That's pretty grim. It's coming up on 4 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Boston 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM with translators K246BA, Boston 97.1 FM.